glow of Christmas Eve. The snow had started falling early that morning, soft and steady, blanketing the whole town in white. By evening, the world outside looked like a postcard. Rooftops capped with snow, trees adorned with delicate frost, and streets lit by warm golden streetlights. It was Christmas Eve, a time when the world seemed to slow down, and every corner felt touched by magic. In a small cottage at the edge of the woods, Clara was preparing for the evening. She lit a fire in the stone hearth, its crackling warmth filling the room. The scent of cinnamon and pine hung in the air, mingling with the aroma of freshly baked cookies cooling on the counter. Clara's tabby cat, Oliver, stretched out lazily on the rug, purring softly as he soaked up the fire's heat. Clara loved Christmas Eve more than any other day. It wasn't just the lights or the music, though she adored both. It was the stillness, the sense of peace that seemed to wrap itself around everything like a cozy blanket. Tonight, she planned to spend it quietly, with a cup of tea and a book she'd been saving for just this occasion. As she settled into her favorite armchair, a soft knock sounded at the door. Startled, Clara looked up. Visitors were rare, especially on a snowy evening like this. She wrapped herself in a knitted shawl and opened the door to find a young boy, no older than 8, standing on her porch. His cheeks were rosy from the cold, and he held a small bundle in his hands. "Hello there," Clara said gently. "What brings you out on such a cold night?" The boy looked up with wide eyes. "I'm Henry," he said. "Our cat got stuck in the snow down the road. My mom asked me to see if anyone could help." Clara's heart softened. "Of course, come in and warm up," she said, stepping aside. She guided Henry to the fire and handed him a mug of hot cocoa, complete with marshmallows. He held it tightly, his small hands trembling slightly as they soaked in the warmth. "Where is your mom?" Clara asked. Henry pointed toward the woods. "She's with the car. She told me to stay close to the road." Clara nodded, slipping on her coat and boots. "Stay here, Henry. I'll go find her." The snow crunched underfoot as Clara made her way down the road. It didn't take long to spot the car, its headlights dimly glowing through the falling snow. A woman stood by the vehicle, trying to shovel snow from the tires with a small spade. "Hello there," Clara called out. The woman looked up, relief washing over her face. "Oh, thank goodness. Are you the one who took in my son?" Clara nodded. "He's warming up by the fire. Let's get you both out of the cold." Together, they walked back to the cottage. Clara's heart ached seeing how weary the woman looked. Once inside, she gave them both fresh cookies and more cocoa. Henry's eyes sparkled as he devoured the treats, and his mother's shoulders visibly relaxed for the first time. "Thank you," the woman said, I don't know what we'd have done without your kindness tonight. Clara smiled. It's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? Helping one another, sharing what we have. As the evening went on, they shared stories by the fire. Henry talked about his favorite Christmas memories, and his mother, Emily, shared tales of her childhood holidays. Clara found herself laughing more than she had in ages. When the clock struck midnight, Clara stepped outside to check the skies. The snow had stopped, and the stars twinkled brightly above. "Come look," she called. Henry and Emily joined her, their breath forming little clouds in the crisp air. High above, a single shooting star streaked across the sky. Henry gasped in wonder, and Clara felt her heart swell with gratitude. "Make a wish," she said softly. Henry closed his eyes, and Clara couldn't help but wonder what a boy his age could wish for. She hoped it was something wonderful. By morning, a kind neighbor with a tractor helped free Emily's car. As they prepared to leave, Emily hugged Clara tightly. "We'll never forget this Christmas Eve," she said. "Thank you for everything." Clara waved as they drove off, a warmth in her chest that lingered long after the taillights disappeared. She returned to her quiet cottage, the fire still crackling, and smiled. Christmas Eve had a way of bringing people together, reminding them of the magic in small acts of kindness. And that, Clara thought, was the greatest gift of all.